USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At the GOP retreat in Baltimore, a day after the latest Democratic debate, Vice President Mike Pence made note of today's date.
Just 416 days from when we elect a Republican majority in the House of Representatives and re-elect President Donald Trump.
Pointed out that the economy wasn't mentioned by the Democrats during the debates.
I mean, when they were talking about socialized medicine, they were talking about open borders. When they were talking about higher taxes, they were talking about gun control.
A federal appeals court in New York restored a lawsuit by restaurant workers, a hotel event booker, and a watchdog who says President Trump has business conflicts that violate the Constitution. Justice Department lawyers had argued that the plaintiffs didn't suffer in any way and thus had no standing to sue. This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Just hours after the House Judiciary Committee moved closer to an impeachment inquiry, President Trump took the stage in Baltimore.
I said it's hard to impeach somebody who didn't do anything wrong. The Mueller report is out. There's no collusion after 2.5 years. Think of it. How ridiculous. I collude with Russia. In fact, Russia said, you know, if we really did pick him, we made a real bad choice.
Eddie Money has passed away. He won a Grammy for his song Take Me Home Tonight, which he did with singer Ronnie Spector. Other hits include Two Tickets to Paradise and Baby Hold On. Money had disclosed that he was sick recently on his Access TV show.
I thought I was just going in to get a checkup, and he told me that I got cancer.
His family confirms that the rocker died in Los Angeles this morning at the age of 70. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
A panel of United Nations experts called for China to protect the rights of protesters in Hong Kong and expressed alarm at reports of attacks on demonstrators and arrests of activists. The experts issued the statement from Geneva after a hearing at the UN Human Rights Council. The council also heard opposition to the protesters from pro-Beijing members of the business community. The experts also condemned violence from a small segment of demonstrators, and they noted that Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam did withdraw a contentious extradition bill. Protesters say they're not going to stop until all of their demands are met, which include an investigation into police brutality, amnesty for arrested protesters, and direct elections to choose the city's politicians. One national chain is booming right now. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Clothing retailer Old Navy says it's going to open hundreds of new stores across America. The announcement coming during a Gap Investors Day event in New York on Thursday. Old Navy CEO saying the company will almost double its current store count, raising it to about 2,000, with most of the new stores in small markets. Company officials say the plan is to open about 75 new stores a year, with a focus on locations that are not in shopping malls. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.